Wake up, sweetie.
I said, wake up. Oh, did that sting? Good. You deserve some pain after what you put me through. Who knows? Maybe it will clean your head. Huh. In fact, how about we test the little theory out? You selfish fucking bastard. Do you understand how worried I was? You could have died. I mean, for God's sake, if I'd been a few moments later. Fuck, I can't even think about it. You should have called me, sweetie. Why didn't you call me? I know you have my number. I made you put it back in your phone when we met up a few days ago. Oh, baby. Of course, I would have answered. Whatever made you think otherwise? Sweetheart, no. Don't say that about yourself. Lots of people cared about you. I cared about you. Take that back. I'm doing this because I love you. Because I don't want to lose the only person in my life that actually matters to me. I had to make sure you wouldn't try to hurt yourself again, okay? That's why you're tied up. That's why I drugged you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't know what else to do. I panicked. No, I'm just... I've been watching you for so long, Cupcake. You're my darling boy, and I can't... I don't even know what I would do without you. I'm serious. You're who I think about when I'm getting ready for work. Who I wish I was holding as I cuddle my pillow to sleep. Getting to see you is the highlight of my day. It makes me believe that everything's going to be alright. That one day, we'll finally be together and happy. I don't care if I have to follow you home or look into your window from my apartment. Those moments are precious to me all the same. You all think this is silly, but sometimes I feel like I'm really spending time with you. That you can sense me watching and let me in. Every once in a while, when I get lonely, when I'm sitting there in my empty room, huddled up in a blanket, I will see the light go on in your apartment and feel a sudden warmth filling me. It's as if you knew I missed my sweet boy, that I need to see you again and move to our special spot, to the window facing me, so I wouldn't be alone. And then if I'm feeling especially down, I will talk to you. God, I must seem a little loopy, huh? But it's nothing creepy or crazy. I tell you how my day was, that's all. It's like keeping a journal, sharing my secrets with someone I trust. Except I pretend that you're talking back. In the end, I'm only holding a one-way conversation. Yet, it's still comforting in a way. Think of it as a manifestation, if you will. I'm preparing for when we really do live together. For when we're snuggled up in bed, making pillow talk. I imagine that a lot, actually. So much so, it's almost a dream. I imagine floating over from my room, weightless, across the cars and people in the street below, into your bed and your life. I want to be a part of your life, sweetheart. I have been trying to get close to you, but I know that you're afraid of me. Afraid of being hurt or lied to. You're a shy little thing, anxious of all the bad things that could happen. Well, you don't have to worry anymore, baby. You're safe with me. Relax. I'm just curious in your face. Poor baby. It's hard for you to trust other people, isn't it? Yeah, you're scared of being betrayed. Of them finding out who you really are. And suddenly deciding they don't love you. It's an understandable fear, though. I mean, how could anyone love you, the real you? You're just a fraud. A soulless husk masquerading as a person. And as the days go on, your disguise wears off a little bit more, leaving you tumbling down into the darkness. Where will you go when the last flake of pain trips off? What will you do without the mask? Alice, those are the lies you tell yourself. The poison you have filled your mind with. Well, guess what, sweetheart? I know the real you, and he's beautiful. I've seen how kind and thoughtful you are, how you have struggled through, even when things are bad, just to make others happy. And things were bad, weren't they? There were days when you could barely get out of bed, when all you wanted was the quiet embrace of sleep. But you still woke up all the same. You push the covers off and walk into the chill morning air, thinking that maybe if you kept moving, life would open another door. Sweet baby, it's okay now. You don't have to be strong when you're with me. Good boy. Leaning to my touch. Oh, good boy. It feels nice when I pat you, doesn't it? I wish I had been there for you sooner, darling. It was only dumb luck that I followed you into the store yesterday. Then noticed you buying a gun with only a handful of bullets. God, if I hadn't realized what my sweet boy was planning, I probably would have heard you do it. I might have even seen the flash. You fucking piece of shit. How could you? Don't flinch away from me. I'm the one who saved you. What? Would you have rather I let you blow your brains out? Is that it? Fuck you. You don't get to die, whore. Not unless I say so. And mistress is never, ever letting her darling boy go. Understood? Scared? Why are you scared, baby boy? You shouldn't fear for your life. No, mistress already threw that nasty gun away. And you're all nice and tied up, secured in those bonds. You can't hurt yourself now. Look me in the eyes. I'm going to make sure my good boy never tries something that selfish again. I've come to a decision, sweetheart. I've decided you're not responsible enough to live on your own, at least not in your current state.
So, until you've recovered, mistress is going to be in charge of you.
Shh. Stop screaming. You're okay.
No screaming, sweetie. I will gag you if I have to.
Good boy. Just relax.
You should be happy about this, hon. From now on, you got to spend all of your time with me, being pampered and doted on. Good pet. Just let me kiss your adorable little body. Yes. I like obedient boys. Boys who understand how hopeless it is to resist their owners. Good boy. Feel my hands gently brushing against your skin, working their way down lower and lower until I reach your soft thighs. It was really hard holding myself back, you know. I got such naughty ideas, seeing my cute boy split out naked on the bed like that. I had to sleep on the floor just to stop from pouncing on you. Though I did release a bit of tension before then. Sorry, baby. I'm not a saint. I couldn't deny myself completely. It feels incredible, snuggling your unconscious body as I held my vibrator to my clit. When I was done, I smeared some of my juices onto your lips. I wonder, can you still taste me, sweetheart? Shh, don't fight it, darling. You're okay. Mistress is just wrapping her fingers around her boy's perfect cock. I won't even stroke you yet if you don't want me to. I will simply give your shaft a nice soft squeeze. Oh, good boy. Get hard for mommy. Yes, good boy. It feels nice, doesn't it? Giving yourself to a strong, dominant woman, knowing that you're hers and no one else. Sweet boy, I'm going to love nurturing you, making you my happy, submissive husband. I work from home too, so we'll almost never be apart. Only when I have to drop by the bank or go shopping. And even then, I might be able to bring you along. After all, it would be suspicious if no one saw you again. So, here's what we'll do. When I'm done breaking you, I'll send a message from your working email and tell your boss that you quit, that you're having a mental health crisis and need time to recuperate. If they call back, you will answer it with me in the room. Once that's settled, you're going to come live with me as my boyfriend. Be it willingly or by force. Either way, I'm putting a collar around your neck. One of the nice ones with the tracking chip, so I always know where you are. Then, you'll be time to start your treatment. You'll stay with me for as long as it takes to heal, slowly being built back by mommy, until you're ready to enter the world again. My good boy won't have to worry about anything. Mistress will cook whatever you want and comfort you when you get sad. I'll give you kisses and hugs and lots of presents. All you have to do in return is love me. No, sweetheart. I'm not lying to you. Honestly, I'm a bit offended that you even say that. Do I look like some kind of back alley doctor who harvests organs? Of course not. However, if you must be so cynical, maybe this will ease your mind. When I say love, I mean its physical expressions as well. I won't be satisfied with a simple kiss every morning, or with having sweet nothings whispered into my ears as I drift asleep. No. I need to claim you, my sweetheart, to feel your thick cock filling me after a long day of work, and just see it splashing against my cervix when I get horny. You'll devote yourself entirely to your mistress, both body and soul. The word no won't exist when it comes to having sex with me. Only yes, mistress, and please, mistress, will come out of those soft lips. Let's try it out. Do you want me to stroke you, puppy? Sorry, I'll call the cops was the wrong answer. Why don't we try again? Do you want me to stroke you? Oh, good boy. You learned so quickly. That's it. Lay there as I pump your pretty little penis. Good boy. You're so stiff for me. Open your mouth, sweetheart. I'm going to stick my tongue inside. Calm down, puppy. You're getting all worked up, trying to struggle away from me. Where are you going to go, huh? You're still tied up. Or, maybe my boy knows I love holding him down, forcing his body to tremble in fear and ecstasy. Yeah? Are you pretending to be a brat for me, darling? Such a thoughtful pet. Here, I will make you feel even better. Huh. Good boy. Moaning that adorable voice of yours. Beg and plead while I rub my spit along your shaft, lubing you up. You want your mummy? Oh, sweetie. I'm right here. Yes, mommy's got you. Stop! Why? Don't you like this? You're bucking into my hand so desperately. Shh. I'll give you even more, puppy. Giving, let me jerk you off. Dear. Don't cry, little one. It's natural to feel pleasure when mistress uses you. Even if you don't want her to. Yeah, sappy boys enjoy being raped and toyed with. Their hearts flutter at the thought of a woman taking what she wants from them. So keep moaning like a little slut. There's no need to feel ashamed. You can't help it. Fuck. That's a good whore. How about I go a little faster? God, the face you're making right now is priceless. You look like you're in heaven. Oh, my precious little boy. I'm never letting you out of my sight again. Because you're meant to be with me. I could tell that the moment I lay eyes on you. Oh, good pat. It feels nice when I rub the tip with my palm, doesn't it? Yeah, keep thrusting into my hand. We are perfect together, sweetheart. Two broken toys longing for love, each with the other's missing piece. You aren't like those pathetic bastards I used today, are you, puppy? No. You wouldn't call me crazy or abandon me after I've bared my heart to you. You love me, right? Say that you love me, please. I need to hear you say it. Good fucking boy. I can't believe I waste so much energy chasing those ungrateful losers. When you were here waiting for me all alone. Waiting for your angle to come save you. Let the pain and sadness wash away, baby. Forget everything but the warm pleasure of my hands stroking you, of my wings holding you close. You really frightened me, puppy. I thought I was going to lose you. Usually I just have to worry about whether my good boy's had enough to eat, if he has slept well. But seeing you there, staring down at the gun in your hands, it broke my heart. What was that, sweetheart? It's a bit hard to hear you. Oh, honey, no. You don't have to apologize. You are sick. But I can fix you. I can heal you. Trust me, puppy. Mommy will protect you. So, just tell me what you want. I will give you anything. Anything, if it will make you better. Good response, sweetheart. Stay still. I won't make you wait. Oh, good boy. Mommy's just going to sit on your cute face. Oh, shit. You aren't wasting any time, are you? Oh, no, don't stop. You're doing really well, darling. Yeah? Lap at my slit. Coat your toe with mommy's juices. Fuck, I'm already gushing for you. My honey just keeps dripping out. Oh, oh, do you like how I taste, slut? Oh, 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 nice and sweet for my perfect boy. Oh, so eager. Is this really better than being jerked off? Oh, I will take those whimpers as a yes. Oh, that's it, baby. Taking your honor scent. I bet you wish you could hold on to my thighs. The mistress will let you worship her beautiful puffy pussy as you thrust into her mouth. Except, you're only in control, are you, puppy? No. I set the pace because I know what's best for my boy. Don't fret that pretty head, sweetie. Mommy will guide you. Mommy will tell you what to do. Yes, keep going or fuck me with your tongue. Ow, your cock is pulsing really hard. And look at all that pre-cum dripping out. It's like a faucet. Have you even come lately? I guess not. That's no good, honey. Your penis needs a lot of special attention. It's unhealthy to go too long without ejaculating. Well, don't worry. Now that you're living with me, I'll make sure to milk you every day. Doesn't this sound nice? Getting to cover me with your sperm whenever you feel like it. If you're especially good, I might even decide to wake you up with a blowjob. Just imagine it, puppy. Rubbing your tired eyes to see my tiny pink tone flicking over the head of your cock. Like this. It's alright. Just focus on eating me out. Your balls felt so full in my hands, darling. They're clenching up too. Are you close? Good boy. Hold it in. Mommy wants to play with you a little longer. Yes, you're being so good, baby. I'm going to put it in my mouth now, okay? You're shaking. The pleasure is overwhelming, huh? Yet, you have to take it. Sweet thing. You're so weak compared to me. Even if you try to fight back, it would be pointless. Your cute little body is just too frail. I'm torn and strong, like a lioness ready to devour her prey. I could cheat you as my toy if I wanted to, and there's nothing you could do to stop me. It was adorable when you tried to push me away last night. Yeah, you got all upset when I confronted you. Said I didn't have any right to be in your apartment. But that anger turned to fear as I slowly walked toward you, a grin spreading across my lips. I couldn't help but chuckle, seeing my sweet boy acting tough. A part of me enjoyed holding you down, muffling your screams with my hand. God, I'm getting worked up just thinking about it. About how good I felt, bearing my strength onto you. There is something about making your lover powerless before you. That's addicting. Oh. Ah, good boy, lick my clit. Oh, you're so precious, sweetheart. Staring up at me with those puppy dog eyes as I held your arms above your head. In that moment, you knew you were completely at my mercy. The only thing you could do was squirm helplessly, tears streaming down your face. Ah, I was so fucking wet. I wanted to rape you right then and there. But I wait, because I love my good boy. And he deserves better than being taken on the floor. So I put you to sleep with a nice, soft, chloroform, silky rag. Now we got to take our time, puppy. I can worship your pretty cock with my tongue, licking up and down the shaft as you moan into my pussy. Good boy. Do you want me to take you deeper? Look at you, humping the air. Alright, sweetie. I will go all the way to the face. How is it? Fucking your owner's mouth? Did you like feeling my nose pressing against your big, heavy balls? Hearing Miss just slow burn your cock, covering it with her spit. Don't stop, whore. Keep putting that pretty mouth to use. Yeah, that's it. Drink my juices. Good fucking boy. Feel the muscles in my throat clenching around you. Fuck, I'm almost there. Ah, you're doing so well, baby. Yes, stick your tongue inside. Tom, fuck my pussy. Good boy. Mistress is going to be a bit rougher, okay? Yeah? Feel me grinding onto you. Oh, such a good slut. I'm going to come all over your face. Almost there, baby. Almost there. Fuck. I'm coming. There you go, honey. Clean me up. God, I have an orgasm like that hard in ages. I'm still convulsing a bit. Oh, good puppy. You made Mistress really happy. I could get used to that kind of treatment. In fact, you'll probably be spending a lot of time with your face between my legs, darling. We can talk about that later, though. Something else needs my attention right now. Oh, sweet baby. Your poor little penis is twitching like crazy. It must have been agonizing, feeling my hot breath on your cock as I climax on top of you. If only I'd been a few inches closer. Then maybe you could press the tip of your cock against my lips and cover them with all that thick, sticky cum. You're at the edge, aren't you, puppy? Yeah, you would do anything to get your release. Well, I'm not going to leave my good boy unsatisfied. Mm-mm. So, just settle into the shit and watch mistress move down the bed before straddling your thick, aching cock. Oh, it's still nice and slippery with my saliva. I shouldn't have any trouble putting you inside me. Oh, there we go. Feel yourself being swallowed up. How the lips of my pussy grip around your shaft. Good boy. Take it. Oh, puppy. We don't need protection. No, I want you to give me a baby. To feel your hot seed spilling to my womb and know that you'll always be mine. You're going to make me a mummy, sweetheart, even if I have to rape the cum out of you. Why are you getting so rolled up, pony? Hey! I thought I told you not to scream. Stop it. Stop thrashing around. Fucking whore. You better not try to bite me. You can't escape, slut. I own you. That's it. Look into my eyes as I ride your perfect cock. Feel the pressure washing over you. I'm going to turn you into my fucking bitch, and you will enjoy every second of it. You like how muscular I am, don't you? That you're just a weak little boy compared to me. Don't lie. I can tell them my abs make you drool. If you ask nicely, I might let you kiss them. Oh, sorry. It's kind of hard for you to talk, isn't it? Then just get a good look, slut. Look at the body of this woman who holds your collar. Oh, such a cute little rape slut. It's adorable that you think you can disobey me. Yeah, you're a rebellious boy, aren't you? But it's okay. Mommy still loves you. Here, let me take my hand off your mouth. Oh, good boy, moan for me. There you go, give up. There's no need to fight. Mommy just wants to help you. Good boy. Let me lick those bitter tears away. You're so beautiful, sweetheart. I wish you knew that. I wish I could make you understand how wonderful you are, that you're loved and cherished. You're my precious boy. I'm listless and empty without you. There are so many people in your life who cared about you, who'd miss you if you were gone. But you were not thinking about that last night, were you? It didn't even cross your mind. because there's a darkness inside you, a sickness. It eats away at all those happy feelings, turning them to ash. That's why you have to let me help you. Please, sweetie, let me take away the pain. Silly boy. Those doctors have no idea what they're talking about. You don't need pills or therapy. You just need me. I'm the only one who can fix you. A mother's love is better than any medicine. Why are you still resisting? I mean, you are about to kill yourself. If you no longer value your life, why not give it to me? What do you have to lose? I promise I won't hurt you. Those slaps were punishment, Cupcake. There's a difference. A little discipline is necessary. You don't really think I mean, do you? Yeah? Just tell Mommy you love her again. Go on. Fine. I can deal with stubbornness. There. I've got you. Feel my hands tightening around your throat, causing your vision to blur and your head to go all fuzzy. Relax, baby. I know what I'm doing. You can still breathe. I am simply cutting off your blood flow. Worst case, you pass out. That's all. Good boy. Allow your body to go limp. Drift deeper, deeper. It's time to make a choice, sweetie. Eros or Thanatos? Life or death? Searching for an answer in this dark place. Feel the cold silence of the good night and the warmth with our bodies touch. Which do you want? To fall into an ever deeper sleep, or to be reborn in your lover's arms? Make a choice. Come up. Now, sweetie. Let the blood rush back to your head as my grip loosens. Good boy. Good boy. You did so well. Come on, darling. Forget about that loneliness and pain. It's in the past. You have me now. You're loving Mommy. So, just say it. Say those three little words, and you can be mine. Good boy. Oh, good boy. I love you too. Fuck. You're even harder than before. Yes, buck those hips. Good boy. Bury your cock inside my pussy. Wait, slow down. I'm going to untie you. That's right, sweetie. I trust you. Good boy. Wait a little bit longer. I'm almost done. There. Sweetheart, you're turning me on my back? Oh, good puppy. Give mistress the thick cock. Who do you love, baby? That's right. You love your owner, your mistress. You won't even scare me like that again, will you, sweetie? You won't try to hurt yourself, huh? You'll come to talk to mommy if you start to feel sad, so I can kiss you and soothe your heart. Good boy. I love you. I love you so much. Fuck. You're sucking on my nipples. Oh, baby, that's it. Nurse at me what I've had you. Such a precious boy. I can feel your cock pulsing. Is my little puppy close? Yeah? Kiss me. I want to kiss you when you come. Good boy. Unlatch. There we go. Let mistress hold you close. Oh, harder. Pump my cunt. You're so lively. Are you thinking about breeding your mistress? Emptying those heavy balls inside her? I wonder if you'll be able to stop after one load. Maybe you'll keep pounding anyway, pushing the cum even deeper. It's amazing, isn't it? The thought that we could create new life right here, on this bed. All it takes is for one of your little swimmers to find my egg, and I will be pregnant. I know you want that, to see me grow big and beautiful with your child, to feel for their first kicks in my belly. Oh, good boy, feel me wrapping my legs around you, holding you in. You can't get away now, my love. You have no choice but to come inside. Good boy, good boy, give it to me. Should you sit inside my waiting womb, breathe me. Oh, yes, I love you, I love you. Don't fucking stop. I want every drop of your cum. Good boy. Pour it all out. Oh, good boy. Oh, it's okay, honey. Yeah? Just let everything out. There you go, lay on my chest. You're safe. Good boy. Cry as much as you need. Here, mommy will rub your back for you. Good boy. You had a really hard day, but there's no shame in asking for help. You don't have to go at it alone, cupcake. Always remember that you are worthy of love. You are a good boy, and you deserve to be happy. So, don't give up. No matter how dark it gets, there's light to guide you. The moon and the stars will shine down, illuminating the way. Cling onto that hope. Push forward. Perhaps you will find another traveler along the way, and you can work together. As long as you're alive, good things may come. Good boy. Rest in my arms. Oh, you look so cozy, snuggled up like that. Get plenty of sleep, puppy. It will be morning soon. Perhaps I will make us pancakes, or scramble up some eggs. A couple sausage links could be nice too. You would like that, wouldn't you, sweetie? Eating breakfast in bed with your new girlfriend?
I thought so.
Hello, this is Eli. Thank you for listening to this audio. It's a bit challenging for me because, first of all, it's really long and a lot of emotions are required. I tried really hard. Hopefully, it sounds real. Suicide is a really sensitive topic. Just to remember that if you really have suicidal thoughts or you're not generally feeling well, please go to see psychiatrist, go to see therapist, and take care of yourself. This is my fourth year dealing with depression, and I know that doctors help. Not yandere's, clearly. Take care of yourself, and have a nice rest of the day.